admits it all. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The white gunman who killed 10 black shoppers and workers at a supermarket in Buffalo pleads guilty to murder and hate crime charges in New York.
Today, our client pled guilty to every count of the indictment, with the full knowledge that he will spend the rest of his life in prison with no chance of parole.
Defense attorney Brian Parker and Erie County DA John Flynn says the top count is historic.
No individual in the history of the state of New York has been found guilty of that domestic terrorism charge motivated by hate until today.
Peyton Gendron, who's now 19 years old, used a semi-automatic rifle he purchased legally, writing online that he wanted to terrify black people and preserve white power. He still faces a possible death sentence if convicted on a separate federal hate crime count. A man who killed a Florida couple and chewed on one victim's face is headed to a mental health facility instead of prison. A judge just accepting an insanity plea over objections from the victim's family. The defense had argued Austin Haroof thought he was a dog. More than 2 million people are under a boil water notice in the Houston area after a power outage caused an issue at a purification plant.
The water system in Houston went offline for a time Sunday, and the rules say you can't drink it. It's forcing schools to close. Yvonne Williams is the director for Houston Water.
We did not want anything to happen, but after we checked the system out, it was just the best and only thing we could do was issue a boil water notice.
Well, the water is being tested, but for now, people are told to boil it, even if being used for washing, and not to drink water or use ice from a machine hooked up to city water.
Fox's Evan Brown. Jury deliberations back underway at the seditious conspiracy trial of several Oath Keepers members over the Capitol riot. The jury got that case last Tuesday, then had a long holiday weekend. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Multiple deaths reported in a hotel siege blamed on al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab militants in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. A police spokesman says many people, including government officials, have been rescued from the hotel, which is not far from the presidential palace. At the White House, holiday time, First Lady Jill Biden unveiling this year's theme, We the People, inspired by the nation's founding.
The White House says the First Lady chose to deck the halls with the founding document to remind Americans what unites them the entire year. The decorations include more than 83,000 lights on trees and other displays, as well as over 70 Christmas trees and 25 wreaths. There's also a gingerbread White House and a sugar cookie replica of Independence Hall. Over 50,000 visitors are expected to pass through the White House during the holidays. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Well, this is millions of Americans continue holiday shopping, with Cyber Monday expected to remain the biggest online shopping day, despite some record-breaking online sales for Black Friday. Adobe Analytics estimating more than $11 billion in sales today, nearly a billion more than last year. The word of the year in one dictionary is gaslighting.
Defined by Merriam-Webster as a psychological manipulation of a person, usually over an extended period of time, that causes the victim to question the validity of their own thoughts. A tactic used by abusers in relationships or even corporations as a way to mislead the public. There's also medical gaslighting, where a healthcare professional dismisses a patient's symptoms as something all in your head. Lookups for the word on Merriam-Webster.com increased 1,740% in 2022 over the year before. Oligarch, Omicron, and codify rounded out the top three most searched words. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
There's a sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow down 297. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.